World Communion Sunday began in 1936 as a way to recognize our ecumenical oneness in Christ and to bring Christians together in a spirit of unity and peace. In the United Methodist Church, World Communion Sunday is one of six special Sunday offerings that we receive for a particular ministry. On the first Sunday in October, your designated gifts benefit young people around the world by providing scholarships, mentoring, and training.
Seek wisdom. Proverbs 1, 5-7. Let the wise also hear and gain in learning, and the discerning acquire skill. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. King Solomon, son of David and the second king of Israel, was known for being very wise. From his early life, he was an example of being anointed by God. As the primary author of Proverbs, Solomon's words serve as a blueprint for us today. Indeed, thousands of years later, this narrative of wisdom raises questions and provides context around many of the moral issues with which we wrestle. In this passage, Solomon reminds us of the importance of attaining knowledge and seeking guidance, not only in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense as well. He points out the root of knowledge begins with fear of the Lord. How do you seek knowledge day after day? Engaging with your church community is a great way to continue learning. Maybe you're in a small group, or in your church choir, or you work with children as a Sunday school teacher. Every way that you plug into the life of the church stretches you and helps you grow, day after day. How do you seek knowledge in your job? Earning a degree or certification is a great way to keep growing in your field of expertise. Yet in today's technologically advanced society, education doesn't always have to be as formal as it once was. Digital learning tools are available online. Podcasts, academic journals, online learning platforms, and video resources cover limitless topics. In your pursuit of godly wisdom, also consider how you're investing in the education of others. To give is to receive, and to support education is a gift to yourself and to the world. This World Communion Sunday, we all have the opportunity to advance our global community, support education, and glorify God through our gifts. With God as our primary guide, our investment in education will endure for years to come, as Solomon's wisdom continues to guide us today. Let's pray together. Holy God, thank you for giving us access to your heavenly wisdom that stands the test of time. Teach us to live in awe of you day after day. Guide us in the pursuit of wisdom, and direct us to invest in wisdom through education. Bless the gifts that will be collected this World Communion Sunday, and use them for your glory. Amen.
As you prepare for World Communion Sunday this year, allow the Holy Spirit to open your heart to the global nature of the church. Be in prayer with the scholars who are recipients of education made possible through this special offering. Thank you for giving generously through your local church or online at umcgiving.org/givewcs. All scripture passages are NRSV.